and welcome to podcast 353 of Five Star Potential, your weekly football manager podcast. I'm Dupe, and on this week's pod, I am joined by the one, the only, Mr. Dave Azzopardi. How are you, my friend? Are you good?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Just the two of us today.
Bosh.
Maddie's sunning it up in Greece, I think. Is that what you said? Really? Not the musical, the country. I wouldn't know any jokes about Greece the musical, to be fair, so we can't roll with that one. But yeah, he's on holiday, so his Wi-Fi is not very good, so it's just us two. So as it's just us two, let's just check up, see how you're getting on. So what have you been up to, mate? Busy week? Any winners or losers?
It's been busy, obviously, sort of gearing up to...
I've seen you on the big telly box as well.
Yeah, so obviously gearing up to the end of the season. But yeah, it was a weird one because I've been at work on my own this week, which obviously has given me the chance to get a bit of FM in, but it was so quiet on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, which I'm sure we'll have a quick chat about, the VAR bomb dropped about Wolves trying to push for it to get scrapped in the Premier League. And then Thursday, yeah, I was just inundated with media requests. So I was on BBC Five Live, BBC World News, Heart Radio, Sky Sports News. Mad. And I'm on Sky News mad as tomorrow well, as well. Say again?
Yeah. 50 quid a pot is mad as well, by the way. I'd hate to be dazzling Dave's agent right now. That's all I'm saying. I've seen him on nothing, apart from TikTok earlier, actually. I lie. Okay, cool. So we might as well talk about it, and I'll bring my kind of week into it afterwards. What is your thought? Are you in line with your club, David? You are?
Yeah. So... I think it's a bit different. Obviously, there's going to be people listening to this podcast very quickly and there's no issue with it. They'll watch football from home or go to the pub and watch it or whatever. And I think VAR it's still annoying when you watch it there, but because you've got the benefit of all the replays and you sort of not know what's going on, it's fine. But for me, like as a match going fan, it is just so frustrating. And obviously Wolves, I'm not going to sit here and say that the decisions that against Wolves haven't had an impact on my feelings. Of course I have, because we've been shafted by it a lot this year. But like, I still think it's no good for the game. I think the impact on the game that VAR is bringing is a lot worse than what it was before we had VAR, basically. So if only there was a way where they could get... Obviously, goal line technology, as long as it's turned on, is absolutely fine. If semi-automated offsides, they need VAR for that, and that's the only annoying thing. If they could have some sort of offside system and goal line technology, mate, I'll be absolutely delighted.
So Mr. Politician there, Dave, much so, kind of beat around the bush a little bit and kind of basically called out all the plastics
I think a lot of people that are pro VAR are people that don't necessarily go to games.
All I'll say is I don't go as many games as you, but I have the joy of experiencing Old Trafford. And you know, Old Trafford is one of the only grounds in the league that doesn't have a TV screen. It has a woman on the tannoy that is about 5.5 hours delayed. And it's awful. It takes amazing moments away. Again, another game I went to recently. See, I'm not plastic. The Coventry semi-final. Mm-hmm. Look at them scoring in this extra time. You know, how chuffed they were. I mean, where I was sat, it was offside. And I called it offside straight away. And luckily, it was offside. But, you know, that is just brutal. I sent you a TikTok or two laughing because all the Coventry fans are absolutely buzzing. They're doing like a lap of honour. And then it gets pulled back. And it is crap for that. I agree. I think it shouldn't be scrapped, in my personal opinion. So I'm kind of going against what you said, and that isn't just for the podcast. That is kind of the way that I think. I think it shouldn't be gone. I think removing VAR is a step backwards, in my personal opinion. However, it just needs to be done better, and there is better ways of doing it. There needs to be a new set of guidelines of who, what, and why people look at things, and there needs to be the ability for that referee to look at that pitside monitor.
It's still too subjective. Like the referees do obviously still look at the monitors and stuff, but I think their sides they side too much. Like, there's not enough referees that back themselves at the moment. No. I think it's the it's stuff like the delays and things like that. It's, but I, like I said, I don't think it VAR will be scrapped. Although I'm sort of anti VAR, I don't think it'll be scrapped. But I think what the thing Wolves have done is going to create a serious debate, and it will give the Premier League a massive nudge in regards to, you know, giving it a kick up the arse basically to get something sorted. So, you know, there have been some, I think we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, in Sweden, how they sort of said no, they rejected the idea of VAR. And I don't know how it's run. I'd be interested to, you know, I don't follow many leagues in too much depth. I don't know how well it's run in other leagues, but whenever we seem to watch it at the World Cup or whatever, it's ran so much better than
Champions League seems to be running so much better as well. I just think what we find is the referees at the moment are not making decisions because they kind of know, or they're not, if it's a close call, they're not making a decision because they know that they're backed up with VAR.
Exactly.
And I think when VAR was kind of sold to the fans, it was sold as it's going to stop the clear and obvious mistakes. And it's not stopping the clear and obvious mistakes. There's so much subjectivity into it. I don't even know if it's a word, but I'm going with it. There's so much of that where, you know, we look at things. We can use it as a reference point. Take the Onana incident at the start of the season. First game of the season, Monday Night Football, under the lights. Onana's come through and he's punched the ball. He hasn't punched the ball. He's punched one of your players' heads. Now, it is subjective because you can look at it and you go, yeah, okay, it is a foul. However, that player's not going to get the ball, right? Let's just say, I'll be honest, I can't remember the incident fully now, Dave, so I don't know whether your chap was going to get the ball. You know, let's just say he's not going to get the ball. Okay, yeah, that's fine. We don't need to give a penalty for that. Fine. But different people see it in different ways, and we're still having those debates, whereas I prefer to have a debate of going, fucking hell, the ref, you see that? The ref missed that yet last night. Oh, VAR looked at it for 4.5 minutes and they still got it wrong.
Well, that's very quickly, and we will talk about FM in a minute. I said that before the VAR came in, obviously on Match of the Day, you might get it maybe once a week or once every few weeks where they'll say, the referee probably should have done better there. But now it's just like every discussion is based around VAR.
Yeah.
It's genuinely like draining. But then the thing is, Onana did the exact same thing maybe like 6 to 8 weeks ago against Burnley, and that got given as a penalty.
Yeah, it did.
The exact same thing
against Burnley. Yeah.
So it's just consistency. I think that's a big thing as well.
Yeah, I agree, and I think people want that, and that's what needs to be done. That's why I don't think it will go. I just think it will change. Mm. Unlike my camera. I agree. I do think VAR is wank. But I think I don't think it will disappear. I just think that there will now be a bigger, deeper conversation about it. And I think it's highlighting that. And you'd like to think that we're going to see something happen from that. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
We're going to see something happen. So up the wall, Vay, as I'm very chuffed that they're putting it on the table. I've got a couple of winners, losers, and things I want to talk about this week. One being... me, I'm the winner of the week because guess who's got an FA Cup final ticket?
Get in. When is that? Next weekend?
Next Saturday. Yeah. So that is three Wembley trips in like 3 weeks. So I'm well chuffed with that.
Gosh.
We were going to go to the playoff final as well, which is the Sunday and stay over, courtesy of our mate that's Ipswich director of football, but they got promoted anyway, so we don't need that. Number two, I want to give, you're going to hate me for this, Dave, Aston Villa. I want to give them a little shout out for their fans today. I don't know if it got caught much, but I've seen it on Instagram this afternoon or this evening. 4-0 down, 5-0 down, whatever it was to Palace, and they're singing, "Is this the way to Barcelona?" Because obviously they're in the Champions League. And I think it's quality. I think it's great. I think they're... I love the fact that they're in there. I'd rather them be in there than Tottenham be in there. You know, it's just nice to see a new team breaking that top four. So, yeah, big shout out to them. I know that's painful for you, Dave. But, yeah, awesome for Villa. Obviously painful for my club because we're not there, but...
Have you got into Europe all conference? Or
No, we're not in anything at the moment. So the only way we can be in the in anything, not Champions League, we could be in the Europa League if we win the FA Cup.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah.
But we've got to win the FA Cup. I mean, that's easier said than done, let's be honest. Because I do think we're going to get battered. We should say congratulations to Manchester City. This is recorded before before the final day of the season. So we can kind of put some predictions here. But congratulations to Manchester City winning. Commiserations to Luton getting relegated. I don't think that's too out there, to be fair, on the predictions. Congratulations to Mateta getting a hat-trick today as well. Being the highest... Oh, was it the high... Oh, there was a stat that I read. He is something like the highest... I can't remember what it was, but yeah, congratulations to them, and commiserations to Arsenal for bottling it after a deflected free kick. I don't know, just got a feeling, Dave. Just got a feeling. Yeah. It was quite funny. There's been some great memes.
Just looking, surely if City don't, wouldn't you get Europe if City win the Champions League as well, the FA Cup?
Nah, sorry. That's not how it works. Nah,
I'm just looking at it.
I don't think that's how it works. The only way that, like,
you get... No, because wouldn't it go down to another place? So eight teams get Europe, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure we got to win the FA Cup to get Europa League.
Wow. That's right.
But anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't really got any other suggestions. Apart from, it pains me to say as well, Phil Foden, what a player. Like, yeah. Seriously, what a player. I've mentioned it a couple of times. I've tweeted it a couple of times, and I'm like... The boy's movement is just phenomenal, and hopefully Southgate won't ruin him in the summer. Okay.
Did you mention that Man U beat Newcastle, by the way? Have I missed that? Or?
No, Matt's not here. It was a good game, to be fair. I actually really enjoyed it, more so because we won, but I actually enjoyed watching two teams both want to win the game, if that makes much sense whatsoever. You see so many games like today. I mean, we played Brighton. I didn't have it on because it wasn't on UK TV, but I had it on, and we wanted to win it in the last 20 minutes. Apart from that, for the first 60, 70 minutes, nobody wanted to win the game. It was boring. Whereas, you know, the Newcastle game from minute one, both teams went for it and it was good. Yeah. Still baffles me that he plays Wan-Bissaka on that left-hand side, by the way. Like... As a football manager, and we'll take it into football manager, right? So Wan-Bissaka, a great tackler. His tackle is fantastic. But he can barely kick the ball with his left foot, with his right foot, let alone his left foot. So it really bothers me that he puts him on the left. When Dalot can do well on the right, on the left, and he can cut back and he can cross. And Dalot, it's been painful. It's been a painful season for us, but I will get to Manchester United in a bit because... yeah, we'll get to that after my save update. Talking of save updates, I mean, unless you got anything else you want to add, Dave, any amazing predictions in the Liverpool game? Probably, let me guess, VAR call, probably.
Yeah. It was, there was one, but we move, yeah.
We don't want to talk about that either?
Nope, no.
Did you go?
No.
Man, plastic. Yeah. Right, okay. talk to Dazzling Dave went. I saw his vlog. it was on TikTok when I was having a poo just a minute ago. Brilliant. Before we recorded this podcast at 2:15 in the morning. Right, Dave, your save update. Let's listen, because today is going to be save update. I saw it on YouTube. If you didn't know, guys and girls, we are on YouTube. You can go and watch mine and Dave's cameras. I don't know why you'd want to watch our faces. Especially my trim is absolutely dead. I've been out in the sun all day today. But I did see a comment on one of the videos, Dave, saying that I could listen to save updates all day. Tom Pierce, I'm not going to do the numbers.
He loves it, mate. No, he loves it. He's commenting all of them. So yeah, big up Tom Pierce, man.
So there you go. Big shout out to Tom Pierce. If you're listening, Tom, or watching, hello. I can't wait for you to comment going, leave me alone. But yeah. Save updates. We're going to do a monster one because I've got a monster one too. And a big save update. Off you go.
Mine's positive, but if I played a bit more FM, could have been even more positive. So I think...
You didn't spend so much time on Sky Sports. You'll be all right.
No, literally. That day at work, Jones, I didn't touch any FM. I can't remember whereabouts I was in the update last week, but kicked to, obviously still at Palmeiras at the moment. We had the Sao Paulo State Championships, which we spoke about, which I won in... Very decent style. Had the Copa Libertadores group. I think I was about halfway through that group, actually, if I remember correctly. So we played a team. We had, I think it's Bahia, who are Brazilian. We had Boca Juniors and we had Bolivia. We got through that group very decent in the end. I think we won 4 games. No, would have won. Yeah, won four games, drew one, lost one. So we got through that group quite nicely. And in the league, I was sort of balancing out the team, like looking at fixtures. Like I think it was, you know what? I put it on socials. Where was this? I had a ridiculous run. This is it. So start of May. So this is when the Sao Paulo Cup final was. I had a game on Sunday, the 4th of May. That was a league game. A final game on the 5th of May, the day after. I then had a Copa Libertadores game on the Wednesday, which was the 7th. And then I had the second leg of the final on the Friday. So in 5 days, I had four games. Five or six days, I had four games. I was like, shit. Won every single one of them. I was like, get in. Like, the rotation was mad. So basically, I literally had to pick two teams. I had to sort of, the league, I think I had like a second string team. The Sao Paulo State, I had quite a strong team. Thankfully, the Copa Libertadores game was like, you know, quite a weak team. So we beat them quite comfortably. So we did quite well in that. But yeah, in the league, we've been fantastic. As of right now, I am, if he wants to load, I am 31 games into the league, 26 wins, 5 draws, 0 losses, like unbelievable run of form. I'm on 83 points at the moment. The team in second are on 63. I'm 20 points clear. So like, but that's with me rotating the team, like really, like I said, I think I said last week, I wanted to basically focus on the Copa Libertadores, but I did. We were knocked out in the quarterfinal of the, not in the quarterfinal. We knocked out in the semi-final of the Brazilian Cup, which I don't mind too much. It gave me a little bit more of a focus on other things. But in the knockouts of the Copa Libertadores, we played Vélez, drew 1-1 in the first leg, scored an 88th minute equaliser. We absolutely battered them, and I thought we need to score a goal away from home. But I was fully confident at home we'd beat them. So we beat them 3-1 in the end. To go through to the quarterfinals, which we played a team called Gimnasia, beat them 1-0 away in the first leg, beat them 3-1 in the second leg, which is absolutely fine. And I've just started the semi-finals of the Copa Libertadores, where we played River Plate, and I've just beaten them 4-1 in the first leg. So fully confident that I should beat them in the second leg. The remaining teams left now in the other side of the draw are Sao Paulo and Internacional, who are both Brazilian teams. Internacional are second in the league, but they're, like I said, they're 20 points behind me. And Sao Paulo are like seventh. So in terms of quality across two legs, I'm really, really back our team this year. You know, in terms of strength, we're in a fantastic position right now. Made a couple of transfers during in January because there was a couple of decent offers coming in for players, and obviously, I mentioned it last week, I think, in terms of finances, the club are in a much better financial state because we were like minus 50, minus 60 million when I first joined. And I've got them in a positive now, but there were players moaning about game time. There was a guy who was like 30 years old who'd scored loads of goals for me, but I had like a £30 million offer coming for him. And I was like, mad, that is like ridiculous money for the club. So I cashed in on him, sold a couple of players, but then I've brought in some good players, you know, young players that I think, you know, will get much better in the future as well. So just in a very decent position with the squad and everything now. And by the next pod, I am fairly confident. I'm fairly confident that I should be in a nice position. That's all I'll say.
Ah, good that. Yeah, the games are mental, isn't it? That is mental. The amount of games you've just played.
Yeah, like, it's mad. Like, that one, that run of fixtures. But it's nice because part of me, I don't know why I thought the Copa Libertadores final was way earlier than the end of the season, but it's not. It's going to sort of align itself. But okay. I'm hoping. So I'm still unbeaten in the league, and I've got 7 games left. So if I can finish invincible season unbeaten, that'd be amazing. So I don't know is that an achievement on FM?
Yeah, the whole season unbeaten.
Yeah, might be a little trophy thing, maybe.
Might be. Yeah. I mean, you can add it to your penny, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that, yeah. So I'm in a good place right now, but not even looked at other jobs or anything. Like, they're just like such a solid team. It's mad though, because I've got a striker called, I think he's Wormine Bernardes, he's called. Like, on paper, attributes, just unbelievable. And he'd scored, for Palmeiras, he scored 84 goals in 160 games. So, like, he's on, you know, on fire. For me this season, he scored 35 goals in 42 starts. But he's on like 300 grand a week, whereas the next biggest earner's on like 150. Like, he, like in terms of weight, I didn't sign him. He was already at the club. It's like, wow, ridiculous. And he was one, I think he's wanted by Real Madrid at the moment, but there's teams like Dortmund and stuff looking at him. But man, he's always injured. Like, I know he's got all those goals there, but a lot of those came in the São Paulo championships against some like fucking, you know, farmers from Brazil. But like, it seems like, so at the moment he's on 35 goals. It seems like he's been on like between 32 and 35 goals for about 6 months of the season. So like, even now he's injured, like before the big games, I have like two or three players out injured. So I'm hoping if he comes back into the team, like current ability and potential ability, 4.5 star, just looks like so attractive on the team sheet when you've got someone with, like that good. But yeah, I, you know what's annoying me though? You know, I said I've got that bug about the history where like, it's saying like some of my youth players have like played for like Vauxhall Motors in like the Vanarama North or whatever. I'm there like, what?
Like your Brazilians?
Could, yeah, my Brazilians like this, yeah, like,
mad.
Where is it? Let me find, I can't find one now, but there's like some proper mad ones here. Like this guy maybe. Yeah, this guy, Giovanni, Brazilian, 26 years of age. Apparently spent one season on loan at Morecambe. No, he didn't though, did he?
How like, did he get on?
Mate, got 2 goals in 40 games, to be fair to him. But what is that thing? What is that bug? It's winding me up bad. Is that it a skin thing or just an overall game thing?
That's an overall game thing out of 4.
Mate, if someone knows this, please tweet me, because it's jarring. But I'm like 20, what is it now? 12 seasons into the game, so.
You always have a bit of bad luck, didn't you? On your...
What did I have before?
Your penalties.
South Africa won last year. Fuck, yeah. Remember that? Oh just my God.
Killed it dead, didn't it?
I won it in South Africa in the end, but like it just took so long, I just didn't have time to do anything else.
That's brutal.
I think there's a danger with these long-term saves, isn't it? But nah, I'm enjoying it still. It's good, man. Still getting the game.
It is difficult when you put all your eggs into one basket, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Was it Matt who asked last week? Is this going to be your only save? I was like, yeah, probably. I think I'll be burnt out after this. I won't even be able to like think of doing another save until the next FM. So
are you going to go on record now and say on the next podcast, which to be fair, we haven't actually... I asked Matt for a date. He hasn't asked for a date. He hasn't told us one. So are you going to be winning
yes.
a trophy?
Yeah, mate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shall we?
I'm confident. It's the most confident I've been.
Should we have a little bet on that? Do you want to bet on that?
No, because I'll win.
Yeah, so then I have to do the bet.
What's the bet then?
If you win a trophy next time we record a podcast.
Do you mean it's got to be, what, the Libertadores? Because I'm the Libertadores, not a trophy. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm 20 points clear in the league for argument's sake. Yeah.
So if you win the Libertadores, and what, you're in now semi-finals, you said?
Yeah, I'm semi-finals, but 4-1 up on aggregate, yeah.
Okay. If you win that, by the time we do the next pod, you can send a tweet from my account. If you don't, I can send one from yours.
Deal.
It's got to be clean.
PG. Yeah, PG.
PG-ish, yeah? All right, there you go. Deal is on. Okay, so, I mean, I think you'll do it. I can't. I'm just trying to give you a bit of encouragement. I tried to encourage Mad. You know, we wanted a little bet about him winning the Champions League before me, and... I just wanted to kind of see him do his save, to be fair, and unfortunately he's bottled it, which is a shame. But I'm sure we'll hear all about his save next time he comes back. It might be that he's not here for a couple of weeks where he's away with the internet, we'll see. But I'm sure he's sat playing FM right now, and we'll get a massive update when he comes back. Talking about massive updates, David, I've been playing a bit of FM. Now, I did say I was going to be streaming this week, but because of the stuff that we mentioned earlier before the pod about me doing a lot of work on the house because we're getting ready for the extension and knocking garage down, I've not been in the mind frame to actually stream. I've just been playing it in the background, and I am at the end of January in my first season in the Sky Bet League One, and it's been a bit mental. When I say it's been a bit mental, it's been bloody difficult. We've had about 57 friendlies to start the season off, just trying to earn money because we are skint, like proper skint, which is strange because we've not done anything to be skint. I'm spending my budgets, and this is what always annoys me. Like, They give us our budgets. I spend in my budget, like, for example, at my current wage budget on the 29th of January is £43,000 a week I'm allowed to spend, right? I'm currently spending £37,000, right? But it's still saying that, like, it doesn't all add up. So why are you giving me such a budget if we're now going to go... Anyway, that's a different story. But what happened was, went through, did a lot of transfers, just bringing players in. One of the main ones was I sold a chap called Jack Roberts, who was a centre-back that we picked up from Tottenham back in the day on a free transfer. He played 27 games for me in League 2. I sold him to Rotherham for 180K, and then I loaned him back for a season with zero wages. So that's good money, good for me. You know, that's perfect for me. I bought the chap in from Portsmouth, who scored a load of goals for me last year. Casey Culler Gustin, I think his name is. I've had him on loan for two seasons. He scored 20 goals out each season. We managed to get him in on a free transfer. I don't think he's going to light things up, but I think we'll be able to sell him at the end of the year, which is always very, very good. I managed to loan in a chap called Barry White, Wright, which makes it very difficult because I always want to say Barry White, who at the moment, and I don't really want to give you too much information, but he's nearly top goal scorer. So he's doing very, very well. He's from Ipswich. He's only 19 years of age, but he's got the coolest hair I've seen in a long time. It's called the ski slope hairstyle, I think. It's kind of like up and then it kind of comes down like this. It's really cool. I don't know how he headers with it. Probably the reason why he's got five heading. It's the face pack, said quality. I also brought in a chap called Matteo Dashin from, I brought him in from Crystal Palace. He played half a season for me, 19 games, and then I've sold him to Albania for £250,000. The fans rioted. He played 19 games, seven starts, 12 off the bench, because I was going to play a three at the back system, and I mentioned this a while in the last stream pod that I was going to play a three at the back system in preseason. I just couldn't get it running, couldn't get it working, and he was going to be my attack mid. So after the preseason, I adopted back into my 4-2-2 system with the two wide wingers and my two DMs. So he had nowhere to go. So he was just coming on as a winger every now and then. So for him to play so little games and then we get £250,000 from him is fantastic. But we brought some really cool guys. I've got a Scottish guy called Juan Martinez. Like, I'm not sure that's that much of a Scottish name, but he is... half Spanish by the looks of things, but he's a really cool striker. He's come in, he's scored some goals, to be fair. He's done quite well in the league as well, but he's come in and he's valued at 1.2 million straight away, so he's gonna be another guy that we're just gonna sell. And then that's pretty much we've got more in, but everyone else is kind of like pretty shit, I'll be honest. But it's just enough to kind of get us by. We've got a lot of players that are still here from last year. One thing I didn't know about the league is you can only spend £35,000 a week on wages. Did you know that, Dave, in League One? 34 and a half. Yeah, so League One FFP regulations require a club to keep their player wage expenditure below £34,500 a week. We currently spend £30,000. I'm assuming that's just because it doesn't include... Oh, there you go. So the wages for the following players are excluded. Under 21 homegrown players and players of contract lengths three years or more if the club were relegated from the championship the season before. So we're okay because we've got a lot of homegrown players, under 21s, but that's pretty tough. You know, it's pretty nuts as well. Seeing is at this current moment in time, the transfer window is due to shut. So this might change in the next week or so. Before I go on to the team details, we currently are bottom of the league on salary spent. We spend £1.5 million a year on salary. So don't forget, I've just said that I am only £3,000 a week below that threshold, right? So that's not a huge amount. So that's like £150,000 off. So it's really close to the threshold a year. Well, Swansea and Ipswich are currently spending £17 million a year on salary. Because they obviously got relegated. Preston 11, Salford 9, Bolton 9, MK Dons 8 million. And I'm spending 1.5. So I'm really up against it. So we started the season with a 3-3 draw against Charlton, who are pipped to be very good. They got Jonathan Woodgate as their manager, who in my little save, he was Swindon Town manager previously when we've played them in friendlies and stuff. So it was quite a nice little bit of narrative there. And then we lost to your favourite team in the world, West Brom, in the EFL Cup first round. But after the first 15 games in the league, we hadn't been beaten. We hadn't won many. I think we only picked up 5 wins, but we then picked up like 8 draws, 9 draws. And we're drawing against teams like Barnsley, who Barnsley are very good. They're top of the league at the moment, so they're awesome. They've got Herbie Kane in. You remember Herbie Kane from is it Liverpool he used to play at? But yeah, he's pretty awesome in this level of football, and he plays for them. And yeah, we had some strange results. Like we absolutely battered Knox County, and we battered Bristol Rovers, but we just weren't winning a huge amount of games. But we were up there, you know, we were up close. And then we played AFC Wimbledon, who were bottom of the table, and we lost to them. So our first loss of the season was to AFC Wimbledon. We beat Portsmouth on penalties in the FA Cup first round, which was pretty nice, a replay. So we've maximised our finances on that one. We beat Ipswich in the league 2-1 away from home, which is a fantastic result. Well, I've just explained, like, they are 10 times the amount of money I'm spending on wages. Yeah. So for that result, it's phenomenal. Again, we picked up points here and there, drawing, winning, not losing any more games, by the way, in the league. We then played Tranmere in the FA Cup second round. They're in League Two, like dead bottom of the League Two. We drew 1-1 at home to them. We went to their place and I won 8-1.
Flipping heck.
That was a Saturday to the Tuesday. I won 8-1 away from home. That Juan Jesus Martinez got a hat trick, and it was a good hat trick, 30-minute hat trick, and I took him off. we're 4-0 up, I think. We scored in like the first minute, and then we scored 4-0 up. And I took him off. The minute I took him off, they scored, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I've bottled this. But thankfully, no, we kept up. And then we had a bit of a funny month in December. We lost to MK Dons. We lost to Bristol Rovers. Now, I mention that because AFC Wimbledon, MK Dons, and Bristol Rovers are currently the bottom three. So, like, we've lost 4 games in total this season. I've played 32 already. And the other one is Blackpool that we've lost to. Guess where Blackpool are, Dave? They're the fourth team in the bottom of the table. So I don't get, we're losing to these teams that are like dead last, dead bottom. And we're doing all right against everyone else. I say all right. We've just lost to Blackpool. We beat Wrexham 1-0, and then we've drawn to Notts County, drawn to Crewe, drawn to Sheffield Wednesday. And when I say we're drawing, like 92nd minute equaliser, we've had a player sent off against the Crewe game. You know, it is really very much kind of backs against the wall. We got drawn against Tottenham at home in the FA Cup fourth round. Tottenham are our affiliate as well. It took an 84th minute penalty for them to beat us 2-1, which is a shame because I'd love to have gone to their place just because of, you know, the finances involved with that. But like I said, we should be good, to be fair. So like I said, end of January, 32 games done, a 46-game season. Barry Wright. He's currently got 17 goals in the league. He's third in the top goal scoring charts. Juan Jesus Martinez has got 16, so he's fourth. So we're bagging goals, but we're conceding a shitload. But enough to have us second place at this current moment in time. I say that Ipswich have got 5 games in hand on us, and they are 8 points behind us. I don't know how they've got 5 games in hand. But they've got 5 games in hand, which would then drop us potentially into that playoff spot. But we're firm enough away from Carlisle, who are down in 7th. They're 12 points behind, level on games. So you'd like to think that we may potentially get a playoff spot here. We could potentially catch Barnsley, who are top. We are 8 points behind and we've got a game in hand. But at the moment, I wanted to get 46 points, which was enough to stay up last year. And that is kind of where we're at. We're sat pretty comfortably, but in the league. But now, kind of, you know what it's like. I feel like we're there, and I'm not happy with if we just stay up now. I kind of feel like being top, second, or third. I want to be going up. So there's a lot of pressure now put in. But I'm just not sure whether we bring this save back to Twitch or because I want to be live this week. We should be live this week. And I'm really not sure whether I bring this one back or whether I start something new. That's kind of my big dilemma. I kind of started a little offline save, which I haven't really done much with. But it's an offline save of a real-life database. And a Manchester United save. So we'll see what happens. I'm just thinking with us being eighth as well, that could be quite an interesting save. No Europe next year and stuff. I think the new one comes out on Tuesday with the updated database. So that might be a thing next week on Twitch. And this just stays my offline save. Because I'll be honest, I'm just enjoying plowing through it. Like the amount of games I've played today is this evening and yesterday and watching the boxing. I watched the boxing and I didn't realize it was as late as it was. And I went to bed like 2:15 in the morning. I was playing FM. That's like old school FM sessions.
Proper
and sick. I wasn't even in Discord with anyone. It was just me. And it was just like, this is mental. So I'm really loving the save. But at the moment, it's quite difficult being live. So I don't know. I don't know whether we just start something new or whether this one sticks. So we'll see. We'll talk about it on Twitter very soon. But I mentioned about drawing games, a lot of games. We've drawn the most games in the league. 16 wins, 12 draws, 4 losses. We've also lost the least amount and drawn the most. So I think I know where the problem is. But hey, more draws than IKEA, as you would say, David.
Exactly, mate. You've got to turn a couple of them draws. Even if you... I wonder if it's style of play. Turn a couple of those draws into wins.
Yeah, it's... I mean, a lot of the draws, I mean, they are pretty nuts. We've had a 3-3, 0-0, a 2-2. But like I said, some of these draws, I'm scoring lastminute.com or the opposition scoring lastminute.com, which are a bit heartbreaking. Or I'm getting players sent off.
Yeah,
I do find that we're getting players sent off quite a bit. But I need to break the three draws in a row. And I've got AFC Wimbledon next, who are bottom of the league. So guess what? We're probably going to lose that game. okay, yeah, so that's pretty much all I got was Swindon, Cirencester. And like I said, I'm not sure what happens with whether we go for a new save or not. I think it's been that long now that the Siren save's been out of the spotlight that it might be worth kind of starting something new and just playing this one offline. And this just being like a save update I chuck here, I'm not too sure, to be honest. I'm assuming, Dave, we've not got a quiz. I'm assuming we've not got, like, a Wonder Kid watch.
No, we need to bring that back, actually, though, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. I think that's pretty much probably us done, Dave. Unless there's anything you want to add.
It's only a short one today, but you can tell Mad does a lot of the organisation. But no, I think, to be fair, quite a busy week for all us. Mad's away now, but we play quite a bit of FM, so
I'm happy. Yeah, I mean, with the two of us, it's never going to be. Always good. Yeah,
it's never going to be an hour long one, is it? So.
No, I mean, look, if Mad's not here this week for next week's pod, we'll just get him to write something pretty cool and we'll talk about that next week. but like I said, it is very late. We've got to get this edit. Well, I say we've. Dave's got to get this edit uploaded and I'll sit and talk to him whilst he does that. So I think that probably brings episode 353 to a close. You can find the links for both of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com where you can find all of our latest Football Manager content. 5-Star Potential is available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and most of our popular podcast apps and platforms with a new podcast released every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more from us next week. Say goodbye, David.
Goodbye, David.
David!